Hadith of the Day, a program from the Call of Islam.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, which is called Hadith of the Day. This is coming to you from COI Radio. Right now we're talking about family issues, and particularly the issue of leadership in the family. Whose responsibility is that? The hadith which we're working on is a hadith from Imam Kadhim alayhi salatu wassalam, and it goes like this: Inna 'iyal ar-rajul usara'uh. Surely the dependents of a man, his family members, are his prisoners. This hadith is from the book which is called Man la yahdhuruhu al-faqih. So we were trying to find out what kind of leadership is being explained, or the Ahlul Bayt have intended that should happen inside the family. So one of those things is this. This man who is the leader of the family and whose responsibility has been placed on his shoulders of directing the family, he is responsible to trying to bring all of his family members towards Allah. Actually, everybody has a role in this, but as a leader, there's a special responsibility. So what kind of leadership are we looking for? We said before that it's leadership by example, but this is part of what we mean here. He's supposed to submit to those who have been placed in authority. First of all, he submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Ahlul Bayt, and specifically to the Imam of his time. But it's not limited to that, especially now in the absence of the Imam, where we don't have access, direct access to the Imam. We are supposed to be following qualified, God-fearing scholars. So for instance, now we have the leader of the Muslims, Ayatollah Khamenei, and the guy who is following submitting to those who've been placed in authority, wants to be following the representative and the representatives, his own marja, and then in the affairs which affect all of the Muslims, he wants to be following the leader at that time. Also, you have local ulama who are also God-fearing and qualified scholars, and they will be directing the movements on the ground of the mu'mineen. The believers should be following their local alim and working with him. He wants to be somebody who's also respecting and venerating his parents, although according to some of the maraja, they don't say it is wajib to obey the parents, meaning that it is obligatory, but respecting them and venerating them and making sure we don't harm them or bother them or irritate them. And of course, they have a very high position, so we want to be someone who is actually submitting in that way. The other one that we want to think about is the idea of leadership of a person who is selfless, who prefers others over himself, who's thinking of the good of the family as a whole, not his selfish benefits. So about this particular issue, then I want to quote one of the ayat of Quran and also a hadith about this particular thing. This is surah number 59 and it's verse number 9. And here Allah is describing what the Ansar were like at the time of the Prophet of Allah. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. But they prefer the immigrants, the muhajireen, they prefer others over themselves, although poverty may be their own lot. So even though, as a husband, I am the leader, I am preferring the good of the family to my own personal benefits and my own personal satisfaction. So it's sacrifice involved, a type of leadership which involves sacrifice and looking out for the greatest interest of the family. Or another one, which again helps us to understand what kind of leadership is there. This is from the Prophet of Allah. Sayyidul Qawm Khadimuhum. The leader of a group of people is their servant. So we're talking about the leadership, a type of leadership where the person sees themselves, they view this as a responsibility and as a way of enacting Allah's will, and at the same time, a way of serving the people, that I'm going to get closer to Allah by serving my family and my children. So that sacrifice is there. There's a very interesting story that I read about the Battle of Uhud. which helps illustrate this point of sacrifice even more clearly. It's written, and we find this in Tafsir Namuna, which is written by Ayatollah Muharram Shirazi. He says that after the Battle of Badr, there were seven of the companions who were lying on the ground seriously wounded. So the battle's over. These guys are lying on the dirt, bleeding, wounded. And some of the other companions now come to visit them and to take care of these guys who are wounded. So they come to the first guy and they offer him a drink of water. He says that actually my brother, who's laying over there, another one of the mu'mineen, this brother is thirstier than I am. They go to that person, they offer him some water. He says, no, there's another person who's thirstier than I am. And it goes in this way until there's seven of them. They go to each person preferring others over himself, till finally they get to the last guy. The last guy has already received the honor of martyrdom in the way of Allah, and he's dead. They return back to the other brothers to try and give them water, and they have all passed away in the way of Allah. Each one preferring others over themselves. So that is more what our role model is like. When we say that the man is in charge of the family, he's sacrificing for their good. He's looking out for them. He's trying to help them, even if that means putting himself in some difficulty. Another thing that we're looking for is that this kind of leadership is going to be a leadership which provides for the physical needs of the family. We'll talk more about this at a later date, but just now, just as get a glimpse of what is mentioned in the hadith, the husband is supposed to provide, and we want to see him as the main provider or sole provider for the family. Sometimes a couple might choose that the husband and wife work, that's okay, but the responsibility of providing for the family is on the shoulders of the husband. And if it's been placed on him as a responsibility, that means that he can take care of it. As it says in the verse of Quran, لَا يُكَلَّفَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا, that Allah places no burden on a soul except to the extent of its ability. So we shouldn't, our guys or our husbands, the believing men, should not think that I am incapable of providing for the family. No, we are able to do that. However, it is difficult. Sometimes we'll be working long hours to provide the family with food. However, if our niyat is God and service to Allah, then actually we'll find that in this situation, we're getting the reward of doing great ibadah. This hadith is related that the Prophet of Allah said, Al-qadu ala ayalihi min halalin kal-mujahid fi sabilillah. The person who struggles to provide for his family, min halalin, from halal means, kal mujahid fi sabilillah, is like a mujahid or a person who is waging jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this responsibility has been placed on the husband's shoulders. This goes along with the idea of sacrifice and putting myself through difficulty, but it's part of those duties and what it means to be a man. So we will expect that the husband will go and he will provide these things to take care of his family through halal means. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverse.